A few years ago, I met a young man, let's call him Daniel. He was in a serious car accident. He woke up in a hospital room, bruised, broken, and scared. But what troubled him most wasn't the pain, it was the silence. His faith had grown cold and he felt abandoned by God. One night, a nurse quietly entered his room, placed a small crucifix on the table and gently said, "You're not alone, Jesus is here." In today's gospel, the disciples are in a locked room. It's Easter Sunday, but they're still afraid. And then Jesus appears. He doesn't knock, he doesn't wait. He simply comes and says, "Peace be with you." He shows them his wounds, not to shame them, but to prove his love. And then he breathes the Holy Spirit upon them. It's not just a greeting, it's a gift of peace, of mercy, of mission. And then there's Thomas. He wasn't there, he doubts, he wants proof. And Jesus, in his mercy, comes back just for him. "Put your finger here," he says. "Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Friends, this is the heart of Easter. Jesus meets us where we are, in our fear, our doubt, our silence. He doesn't wait for perfect faith. He comes with peace. He comes with wounds that heal. And he invites us, like Thomas, to believe. So this Sunday, in this Divine Mercy Sunday, let us open the doors of our hearts. Let us hear his voice. "Peace be with you." And let us respond in the words of faith and life, "My Lord and my God."